Good morning.
Good morning.
This week, we are continuing our review of the Ligonier State of Theology Survey. Last week, we answered yes to the question, God is a perfect being and cannot make a mistake. Today's question is true or false. There is one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I will let you think about this for a few minutes while I make a few comments on the State of Theology Survey. First, none of the 35 questions in the survey are complicated or so-called trick questions. There are no questions of a deep philosophical nature, such as the problem of evil or the relationship of predestination and free will, for example. For Christians who read the Bible and are familiar with the historical creeds, such as the Westminster Confession and the London Baptist Confession, the answers should be simple and straightforward. Sadly, 25 to 40% of professed evangelicals, according to the survey, hold seriously heretical beliefs. Second, there have certainly been periods in history, even in our own country, when the large majority of the population and virtually all Christians would not have had any problems answering the questions correctly. I would mention Calvin's Geneva, Puritan England, and Puritan New England in our country from the 1620s up to the early days of the independence. We should pray that our country would get back to that level of knowledge of the Word of God. Okay. Now back to the question, true or false, there is one true God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. To answer this question, I will recite a familiar creed, one of the oldest creeds of Christianity, the Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So the answer is yes, one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Only 53% of all participants say yes to this question. And only 81% of evangelicals say yes to this question. We do not have the time or the background today to discuss the doctrine of the Trinity in detail, but we do need to talk a little bit about church history. The Gloria Patria, which I just recited, was written around 300 AD during the Arian controversy. Now, some people today say that theological controversies are too contentious. Well, there was actually a war fought over the Arian controversy, literally. And the Gloria Patria was sung as a fight song by Christians versus the Arians. In 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea was held. This was a conflict between Arius and Athanasius. As you can remember, that was called by the Emperor Constantine. Arius basically said that Jesus Christ was a created being with a different substance than God the Father. Different substance, but similar substance. The Latin term for this, for Arius' view, is called homoi usius, similar substance. The Nicene Creed was written in Latin, so Arius' view was homoi, or similar substance, versus Athanasius's, which was homoousios, or homogeneous, the same substance. So Arius said Jesus Christ became God, and Athanasius said Jesus Christ was God, and God the Father were co-eternal and consubstantial, which is the same as homoousios, or of the same substance. The Nicene Council sided with Athanasius. Arius was condemned as a heretic, and the rest is history. An example of modern-day Arians would be Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, both of whom deny the deity of Christ. I will conclude with Matthew 28:18. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.